If you've heard of Fortnite, you know what's going on. If you haven't heard of it, it's basically a video game with like 40 million people playing this every month. This company that's made this game, it's a free game. You can download it like if you're playing PlayStation 4, Xbox, computer, whatever. It's on mobiles now. You can basically, yeah, any way you want to get involved with it, you can. And this company is making big money, huge money. There's kids into it. There's adults into it. It's been around for about a year, so it's not seeming to go away anywhere anytime soon. And I recently got a gaming console myself, and I've sort of been trying to dabble in the world of Fortnite, but we're about to get a coach, this 10-year-old kid called Sahas, to coach me in Fortnite. But before we do the coaching, I thought we better get like a real expert opinion on it. So Rad Yo from Good Game Spawn Point in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
So look, huge thing, Fortnite, and I feel like most people have heard of it, but...
But what is it?
Yeah, for people that haven't heard of it, how would you actually explain it to, like, a noob or something?
So, Fortnite is what we call a battle royale game, which basically means 100 players are dropped into the same map, and they just have to pick up resources and guns and fight it out until there's one person standing, although you can play in squads and teams and things like that. But Fortnite has a bit of a twist to it, which is you can also build structures and break structures while you're in the game. So it's kind of like Minecraft meets PUBG, if you're familiar with those games, and it's hectic.
Yeah, and Minecraft's something that's especially popular with like kids. Is that the same with Fortnite, do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of kids, especially as they get older, are moving from Minecraft to things like Fortnite and definitely translating those building skills into this new game.
Yeah, because I tried to play it like once or twice.
How did
that,
you go?
That was the bit that's really hard, the building stuff. And I actually was fortunate in that This random kid, I was in a team and he had a microphone. I didn't at the time. And so he was like, must have been like 7 and was like teaching me how to build and stuff and how to do all this stuff and was very much taking me under his wing. Although I did get a message from him last night in a group chat asking for V-Bucks.
He's like, I'll help you, but at a price.
Yeah. That's like the currency that you can, I guess, use real life dollars to then spend on stuff in the game. And that's kind of what I'm hearing is like a bit of a controversial aspect to it. How does this whole V-Bucks thing and work? And like, is it as bad as people are saying?
Look, I don't think so. I play another game that has a similar system called Dota 2, which is basically the game is completely free. Everybody gets the same copy of the game, but you can spend real world money to get premium currency like V-Bucks or to straight out buy items in the game. And they just change cosmetic things. So it's more like if you really enjoy this game, if you're playing a heap of it and you want to look cool, then you can spend some money to do that. But you're never at a disadvantage if you don't. So in my opinion, it's definitely one of the better ways of having that free-to-play model. But at the same time, when you get a kid who's super enthusiastic about the game, if they get their parents' kind of payment details, that can turn into a big problem.
Yeah, so it's more about the parents kind of need to stay on top of it and realize that you might hear from your child that, oh, I need this, but they actually don't.
They totally don't.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids, you don't need it. I understand you want it really bad, but that's not the same as needing it.
Absolutely. Sorry to break it to you, any kid listeners that we have. And is this something that could get me... My fear is addicted. And maybe, I don't know, this could be a bad... I should just... you know, blissfully be unaware of this. I don't know.
I think everybody's a bit different, right? Like people have different addictive personalities or not. It's definitely one of those things that I would say is very compelling, especially because the gameplay is so good and every game that you play is competitive and it's different and you're always wanting to improve and be better. So it's very compelling and I can definitely see how people want to jump into game after game after game. But it's also just up to the individual and if they're younger, up to their parents to make sure that they're monitoring that and make sure that, you know, they're having a healthy, balanced lifestyle.
And I'm about to sort of... My plan is to get this coaching from this 10-year-old kid and then... Because that seems to be the ones that are good at this game... and then there's like little mini Fortnite tournaments, I think, that happen around the sort of city. So I think I'm going to try and like really test myself.
Oh, yeah. That's a bold move.
How do I do this and not embarrass myself?
I mean, I would say don't hype yourself up would be one.
Really?
Like to other people, don't be like, yeah, I'm going to go in this and I'm going to do really well. Just understand your limits. But also I think keeping calm is a really big one and play to win, don't play to show off. So a big thing in Fortnite is you can actually just hide and get to like top 50 pretty well I'd do it.
Yeah, right. Okay. So instead of charging around and trying to flex on people, just
hide. Steady. Just run away.
Should I be embarrassed when it ends up that like a 9-year-old is the one that's eliminated me? Like, why is it that, I don't know, I feel like I should have an advantage.
Well, to be fair, they've probably played a lot more of it than you. And I think definitely having that Minecraft background, which a lot of them would have, helps them, you know, think faster and do all these things as muscle memory. Whereas you've just jumped in, you've got to be kind to yourself. Mm. You've played, what, 3 games of it?
Something like that.
Yeah, so it's going to take time. These kids are playing a lot.
And in America, there's full on like professional coaching happening and I think even talk of like scholarships and stuff. I mean, what would you say if you were like a parent, right, and your child was like, hey, I kind of want to try and pursue this professionally, and as someone that kind of works, you earn money through games, so to speak, so what would your attitude be to hearing that?
I've actually interviewed some of the absolute top esports players in the world, like people who have won multi-million dollar competitions, and when you ask them what advice would you have for kids that want to maybe be an esports pro, they go, think really, really carefully about whether you actually have the skill to do this or not, because it's not a joke. It's not, oh, I really like playing this game, and if I play lots of it, then I'll be good. There are limitations to your body, to your mind, that can just mean that you will never get as good as the pros will. It's the same as wanting to be an elite athlete. Sometimes you just don't have the physique that you need to be able to get there. So you can be good, but that's different to being top level in the world good.
Is there like double jointedness or some kind of physical trait that these pros have?
Nothing specific like that. I would say it's more reflex. It's an incredible amount of mental toughness because, you know, if you're playing a best of 3 and you're, you know, down one game already or you're at 1-1, there's a lot on the line, and to be able to remain calm and, you know, think your best in those moments, that's so difficult. Most people can't do that. Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah, it's reflex. A lot of it can be maths, a lot of it can be just calculating and understanding all the intricacies of a very complex game. So it's definitely not easy.
Well, that's definitely making me feel very calm about about this upcoming tournament, but
games are supposed to be fun. Play
exactly.
For fun.
Yeah, I'm keeping that in mind. Not going to get too competitive, but Rad, thank you so much for chatting and hyping me up.
No worries.
And hey, it is to a CR. That was Rad Yo from Good Game Spawn Point. Fortnite, parents, nothing to be worried about.